pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show, live on location from the UNK Health and Sports Center as the Division II Elite Eight Women's Basketball Tournament gets ready to get underway. Alaska Anchorage, the first game of the day, they will be in action as they take on Franklin Pierce's Ravens. The Seawolves, the Ravens, one thing I've noticed, they pretty much all have pretty cool nicknames like the Lopers in Division II. We're glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as the doors have opened and folks are starting to file in. We encourage you to come out and check out basketball. We're going to give away a pass to one of the sessions coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We're going to talk with Coach Ron McHenry of Washburn. We'll chat with him. Brenda Van Langren will join us around the bottom of the hour. She's coming in for coverage on ESPN television tomorrow and on Saturday for the championships. We'll talk to her about the teams that are here. And just overall, I'll give you a sense of what's going on at the Division II Elite Eight. But for the first time since last Wednesday, we welcome back to the program Big Daddy. Daddy, good morning.
Hey, good to be back. Good to be back.
Derek, what do you think? Daddy's back. Are you pretty fired up?
Not really.
There's five. There's five punches headed right your way.
I love you, Daddy. You know I love you.
Hey, remember, folks, you can send your email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The phone number, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you'd like to call and talk with us, so we'd love to have you on the air as well. 1-888-455-ESPN. And you can always go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, for the blog, for the podcast, for the Prairie Hill Poll in One question. It's all right there for you at ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, you can check out your tournament challenge brackets and see how things are going there. And, Daddy, our first chance to talk to you about the men's tournament.
Well, I think you go back to just, Duke was one of my teams.
Yeah, we're both, but at least we're evenly screwed on that.
It's just, some strange things happen. And, Doug, the more games you watch, do you just shake your head at how rough the play is?
It just no, I shake my head at how bad the officiating is. That's how I shake my head. You know, there's so much. I mean, teams are going to be rough, and teams are going to be physical. It's all about calling the game. And I'm not saying call every grab, call every hold. But when Texas A&M gets mauled by UCLA, you call it. When a guy gets knocked on his butt in the Nebraska-Mississippi game, you call it. I mean, you can't not call obvious calls. That's what makes the officials look like jokesters. And I must apologize, by the way. I was referencing Tim Higgins on the show yesterday. Not our friend Tim Higgins, teacher at Grand Island, who does an outstanding job on the high school ranks, but his brother, John, and his crew that messed up in the A&M-UCLA game. I'm still going to put blame there. But, overall, we always are going to complain a little bit about officiating because that's one thing about officiating. It is in your best interest. I mean, not your best interest. It's up to each individual on the way they interpret each play or each call in a basketball game. But, you know, like I was saying, when you miss the obvious, that's when you look like a joker.
Well, Douglas, you go back to the Nebraska game in the NIT, they shot 46 free throws. I believe Nebraska shot 26 and Mississippi shot 20. They could have literally shot 45 apiece. It was that rough. I mean, people getting knocked down, and you're talking about obvious calls, and you can go back and you say, oh, the officials didn't decide the game. Well, they're awful big calls when you're going into overtime, and one call can make a difference in the game, and Nebraska really got shafted, I think, big time. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And that was just a bad game. I just don't understand. Again, my word is accountability. You have to be held accountable. And if those referees pop up again this weekend, you just got to shake your head and go, nobody cares. Nobody cares in the NCAA if that crew gets another game this weekend. So we'll see. And, as I was listening to some other talk shows after the Nebraska game, you know, who knows where that crew was from. My suspicion is, since they were playing at an SEC school and all the big schools down there in the SEC, you know, it's somebody out of the Southland Conference or, you know, out of a smaller conference stepping up and doing the job there. And maybe they just weren't used to seeing the style of play that Mississippi brought to the table. But that's just one of the many things to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show today.
Well, there's an interesting article actually in the USA Today about officials getting left out of the tournament this year. You're supposed to meet three requirements. One is an online test. One is to attend a regional rules clinic in the fall. And you've got to consent to a background check. Well, if you follow college basketball, Jim Burr is one of the names that if you hear Jim Burr, you say, you know, it's kind of like Eric Gregg. He's an umpire. You know, Jim Burr, he's a basketball official. Well, he got left out of the field in 96. He did the Big East Championship game, and then he failed to he didn't hit submit on his test or something. Well, the NCAA has no proof that he got it, supposedly. So it's one of those situations where how many of the upper echelon of officials got left out of this tournament? And so then, you know, this is a guy that did, 14 of the last 18 Final Fours. He's not in the field of 96.
Well, it's interesting to say, and I don't want to kill the whole show on talking about officials because it's just not worth it. Major League Baseball season opened in Tokyo, Japan. Daddy, 1-1 today. Oakland with a 5-1 victory. 5-1 victory.
Yeah, so they go over there and come home 500, and I guess everybody's happy now. I don't know why you have to open the season over there. Now, I don't think you can go over in the middle of the season and do it, but Japan's already got baseball. They already love baseball. I mean, do we want to go global? Is it that big of a deal?
Oh, yeah, they want to go global. Heck, yeah, they want to go global. That's where the money is. Marketing, television revenue, yeah, that's all. That's the only reason they're going over there. Why would you go over there if that's not the reason you want to go over there? But, yeah, that's why they're going over there. We're going to make, of course, our Major League Baseball predictions coming up next week on the show, maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday. Monday there's going to be a lot of talk about the finals of this and, of course, the start of the Major League Baseball season for the Kansas City Royals next week as well as they open up in Detroit in what many people believe could be one of the toughest divisions in all of baseball, the American League Central. So baseball on the horizon. And, Daddy, I know this is going to be tough. Troutman's trivia. We didn't do it yesterday because we were so jam-packed. I told folks we would do it today. And I almost made this the question, but it was just a little too easy. Boy, who do you think ESPN is starting the season off with?
Oh, I would say the New York Yankees.
Really? Yeah, really. Well, they were able to work it off with sending Boston to Japan. That way the Yankees could be the first game that they did. Not counting Sunday Night Baseball. So the Yankees and Blue Jays, yeah, are going to be the first game of the season. Coming up on the program again today, Ron McHenry from Washburn is scheduled to join us. He's coming up in our next segment. Brenda Van Langren is coming up at the bottom of the hour, coming in to do some TV for ESPN. And right now, Alaska Anchorage and Franklin Pierce are on the court. They're warming up. We are about 49 minutes away from tip-off here at the Elite Eight at the UNK Health and Sports Center. A lot of things to give away today. A lot of things on the work to do. We've got Wendy's gift cards. We've got Harlem Globetrotter tickets. As we said, we'll be giving away a pass here to one of the sessions at the Elite Eight tournament. All that and a whole lot more.
Well, Douglas, we were talking about the NCAA Division I basketball tournament, the men's part of it, and then we got off on the officiating. Right now, as the Sweet 16 enters this weekend, is there two teams that stand out to you? I think North Carolina and Kansas just heads and shoulders above everybody else in this field.
Oh, boy. Well, you only say that because they've won big. And I think you got to look at the competition, especially for Kansas. UNLV had nobody to get it inside. I thought UNLV could hang with them, and I'll tell you what, they did a pretty good job for as long as they could. They just didn't have any chance to get it inside. And many people say North Carolina had it so easy to look out. Washington State is a team that is very, very good defensively. But I'm going to tell you this, Washington State, you don't score, you don't beat North Carolina. You're not going to beat North Carolina. If you were playing UCLA again, maybe you had a chance. I don't know. Memphis has survived a scare. I'm a little more concerned about Tennessee now. I have them beating Louisville. Louisville playing a little bit better than I thought they would. So, but Oklahoma, wow, that was bad. That was really, really bad. I haven't smelled anything that bad since the fish out back at Cinema 8. But Oklahoma didn't look good in that ball game at all. So it's kind of hard to tell. UCLA, by beating Texas A&M, looks really good. That is my overall feeling. And you know what? Let's preface this by saying UCLA might have won that basketball game. A&M might have missed both free throws, or one of them. A&M might not have made the shot had he not been fouled. A&M might have lost in overtime since UCLA had some momentum. But remember, UCLA hit two terrifically tough shots in the last minute there to win that basketball game by two. And so you look at that and you say, well, who knows who would have won that ball game? But I think that that changes the entire landscape of who could win the national championship. UCLA now is still alive in the field instead of Texas A&M, who would now be playing Western Kentucky. So no matter what, you would have a Cinderella team in the Elite Eight. You got Xavier and West Virginia on the other side. A&M wins that. South's wide open. You're going to have basically a Cinderella team in the Final Four, maybe playing Memphis, who everybody thinks is going to get beat. I happen to think there's so many more possibilities here, but I think North Carolina and Kansas, although Wisconsin, I mean, don't overlook Wisconsin. Wisconsin can beat Kansas. Wisconsin can beat Kansas. Wisconsin's got to get by Davidson, I understand. I think they will. But I think there's going to be some intriguing matchups. And fortunately, I don't think there's many intriguing matchups in the next round, Thursday and Friday.
No, I think you're right. Xavier's my lone of my three teams. Butler, I said would be gone, they're gone. Drake, I said would be gone, they're gone. Xavier's the last one. Bob Huggins, get busy and get them out of the tournament.
Well, yeah, that's what you want. West Virginia. Cheaters, criminal. You got to get some props to Drake, Daddy. They lost on a 28-29 footer at the Horn, and Western Kentucky's in the Sweet 16.
With three,
Drake could have been in the Sweet 16.
With three guys in his face.
Well,
not one, not two, three of them.
That's the way it goes, folks. That's the way it goes. And, hey, you know what it is. It's Wednesday night, and, folks, if you're in town for the Elite Eight or if you're just in town all the time, you know that Wednesday night is Burger and Beer Night at Patty O'Malley's on the Bricks downtown Kearney, where $1.50 for a burger, $1.50 for fries, draw a beer is only $1.50 from 5 and 9 tonight. And then when 9 o'clock rolls around, Coors Light, Miller Light, Long Necks, $2. $2. $2 for a Coors Light or a Miller Light from 9 to close tonight. Patty O'Malley's welcomes the Elite Eight teams and tournaments and fans and coaches and everyone into town this weekend. Check them out Wednesday night, every Wednesday night. Burgers and beers, $1.50 each, draws $1.50 from 5 to 9 on the Bricks, Patty O'Malley's. And then once you get that done from 9 to close, you can kick back and enjoy whatever you want to watch on the tube. More NIT tonight, more NBA with Coors Light and Miller Light Long Necks, only $2. We will be back and catch up with the head basketball coach at Washburn University, Ron McHenry, right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
The 2008 NCAA Division II Women's Basketball Elite Eight is returning to Kearney, Nebraska on March 26th, 27th, and 29th. I'm Brenda Van Langen, a Loper alum, and I'll be one of the announcers for the ESPN2 national broadcast of this exciting event. The nation's eyes will be on Kearney in central Nebraska, so don't miss this unique opportunity to be part of history while watching some of the greatest athletes in the country compete on the hardwood.
Hi, this is Hannah Stone. The Make-A-Wish Foundation of Nebraska grants the wishes of children with life-threatening medical conditions. This year, we are celebrating our 25th anniversary of personally touching the lives of special children and their families in our area, and we are proud to say that we have granted over 1,500 wishes in Nebraska since 1983. Please join us in making a local area child's wish come true. Call 308-234-6612 or visit our website at nebraska.wish.org.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 59. Southeast winds will be on the increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of some showers developing. Otherwise, skies will turn partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Health and Sports Center, where action is starting to really get rolling here, Daddy, as we see the teams, Alaska Anchorage and Franklin Pierce, getting ready to start the 2008 Elite Eight. And we had a chance to talk to both the coaches yesterday on the program. They get things started off, but tonight, a much-anticipated matchup between the two, as far as distance-wise, the two closest teams to Kearney in Washburn in South Dakota.
Yeah, if you're the host committee, probably not the ideal matchup you'd hope for. You want to keep these two teams around for as long as possible. Both coaches want to stay around as long as possible. But we're pleased to be joined right now by Ron McHenry, the head coach of the Washburn Lady Blues. Coach, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Well, Coach, obviously preparation time is now done as far as on the court. You went through your final walkthrough this morning. Now you've got a day to kind of sit back and get ready for your game. What do you do as this day progresses?
Well, you know, we had the 8 days, and I think we could probably overcoach them during that period. And so, you know, players really just want to play. And, you know, right now you're in a position where you're not going to reinvent the wheel. You know, you got to get your kids a lot of confidence going. You got to keep them healthy. And you got to get them motivated. Right now it's not hard to motivate them, but it is sometimes hard to get them confident. But that's your biggest task as a coach, is just make sure that they're on the right page and that they're feeling good about themselves and feeling good about their teammates and feeling good about being at the Elite Eight, which they do. So, you know, we go over a few things that South Dakota does is different than what we've seen before. We go over what we think is our strengths and just try to make sure that we have those covered. And it comes down to kids playing. I mean, really, you're gonna tip it off, and you're going to find out what your team looks like, you know, real early, and maybe a couple adjustments. And then finally, you just watch your kids play. And I think that's exciting for as a coach. Early in the year, you're teaching a lot. And right now, you're still teaching, but you really get to find out, you know, it's kind of like your final. You're at the end of it, and you're getting your grades, and all of a sudden, you see what the kids are made of. And, you know, this year, I've been, you know, really not surprised, but happy about the way our kids have responded to different situations with the new group, and you know, I don't expect them to respond any differently Wednesday night.
Well, if you're in the Elite Eight, you've certainly got an A on this season, Coach. I've got to give all of you an A to this point in the season. As you look at your strengths and people coming out to watch the game tonight, what are your strengths of your ball club?
Well, you know, we're a predominantly go-to-the-post type team in our league.
And I like your style.
Yeah, in the MIAA, I was trained you better defend well and you better get inside the post. And you know, so we're a post-oriented team, even though our post is a slender kid who was a 4-4 number years ago. We like her down there. She's a mobile post, but we do try to go in the post. And, you know, then we'll play from there. We have some kids that can shoot on the perimeter. We have some kids that can drive it. Our two wing players, Steiger and Bright, can really put on the floor when they need to. You know, and we just really try to run. You know, we'll run we can. We'll defend it and get out in 4-out-1 in as much as we can because we're pretty good in that area. But most of the time, this time of year, you don't get to run as much. Most of these teams are pretty good. They're going to have great offensive sets. They're not going to allow you to run as much. You know, against some weaker teams, you can get out and run. But this one is going to be a little different, so half-court offense will be much needed and post-oriented through Holmes and our two Brazilian kids. But that's where we go. And then we hope that Steiger can get loose a little bit because she's a great scorer for us.
Washburn coach Ron McHenry is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the Health and Sports Center. Coach, you take a look at what you have from South Dakota tonight. Here's a team that many people rank third in the country think that it comes down to Delta State and South Dakota. Being one of the other six schools, how do you mentally say, hey, you know what, we belong just as much as anybody else?
Well, you know, I everybody says that their league's strong, and I feel like our league has given us a great test. You know, we were co-champions with Emporia State. We ended up having to beat Emporia at regionals. You know, if anybody's been around them, those programs and some of the programs in our league, they know that the kind of players and the kind of coaching that's being done there, and everybody feels that. So I feel like we're prepared as far as against the competition we face throughout the year. And so, you know, it's hard to match up against regions because you don't really know. Every region may have a different type of player because you kind of recruit to what you're going to compete against. And so some regions and some leagues will stay the same type of kids. You know, South Dakota, you know, has got those great seniors. They can really shoot the ball. I mean, 818 threes they've attempted and shoot a great number for that. That's just a number that really catches your eye really quick. So we know they shoot the ball well. We know they're going to spread it and drive it and kick it because that you don't get 818 threes unless you're trying to find those ways to get them. So, you know, unlike us, we're more post-oriented. They're more, you know, perimeter drive and kick-oriented, but it's very effective for them. You know, and then they hold teams in 58 points. Okay, so you can score 76 and hold teams at 58. There's probably a reason why you're 31-1 and you're pretty good. So, you know, stats don't lie, and those stats don't lie. Senior-led teams don't lie. I mean, they're normally the teams that are going to be there at the end, and so that's what you see with South Dakota. We just got to come play our game, and I think our girls are ready for that. We've played some very good players, and we've played some very good teams, and so we hope that that's put us in position to understand what's up. Now, South Dakota is a different look than our league, just a different type of team. We don't have a lot to drive and kick like that. So we got to get used to that real quickly in the game, and you know, hope that our strength inside goes well for us as well, and that they're probably going to go for their strength of the three. So it's going to be kind of a little matchup difference there, but we'll see how it works out. And, again, anxious to go out there and see where our kids are after tip-off, see where they're ready to go.
Coach, you mentioned a senior-laden team for them. Two seniors for you. Any concern about the inexperience?
No, I tell you, early in the year when we first got together, that was a huge concern. Quirky's not a true leader. Man is not a true leader. They both lead by example pretty well, but they're not real boisterous kids who's going to spend a lot of time being leaders. We would not be here today unless those two picked up that role as leaders, and they're great leaders. They're probably our two best players and our best leaders. So they have really carried us to where we are today, and I have no concerns about our leadership because of those two and the way they play and the way they handle themselves on and off the floor.
So many people always say, have fun, good luck. Yeah. Do you have any time to do anything besides just concentrate on basketball once you get to Kearney?
Not really. You know, there's so many things going on, and they kind of spread it out to where you maybe get 2 hours and you're back doing something else, and that's fine. You need to keep busy. You know, at this stage, you know, you could sit in a hotel room and get too anxious, you know, and, you know, that's a little concern about the 8:30 game tonight is that if you're in the hotel waiting for a while, you're going to watch a lot of games or three games possibly until you get there. And everybody else is kind of done when you get to the court. But, you know, these kids are so used to that. But they keep you busy, and that's probably good because then I can't make some coaching adjustments during the days off where I don't need to be making adjustments. Just let them play. So, it's time to play. And the kids have gone through this with regionals. I mean, it makes a big difference when you're on the road in regionals. You handle the same thing by being in a hotel and trying to make sure you use your time wisely.
Coach, talk a little bit about the facility you're seeing here for the first time and just the atmosphere Kearney's presented to you.
Well, you know, I told them in the press conference yesterday that I think it's very important that student-athletes, and particularly women student-athletes, they don't, I mean, it seems like it's getting so much better since I, you know, 8 years I've been in women's basketball. It's really just jumped leaps and bounds of where it's gone from. And I think when a student-athlete gets in a situation and people spend a lot of money and time and effort to make it a great situation for them, I always respect those people the most, and Kearney's been that way. I've been to St. Joe maybe my second year. I've been to Arkansas and now Kearney. So I've been to the last three sites as a coach, and this has really changed for the best. And, you know, Kearney is a city that spends a lot of energy to make this thing great for everybody, and the players in particular, and I think that's important because of the players, that's what it's all about. You know, as coaches, we'll come and go. Fans will, you know, kind of be fans. But the players, you know, you got to remember, this is maybe a once-in-a-lifetime deal, and the way they treat them here has made them very, very special, and I think that's important to kids, especially Division II women's basketball.
Coach, real quickly before we let you get out of here, just the way they have the brackets drawn up, if UNK would have got through, you could have played them tonight, which probably would have meant a whole different type of atmosphere. Did you ever give that any thought?
Yeah, well, we were just trying to get there. You know, it's been one of the funny years. I've had two teams the last 2 years I thought would get there. We won the national championship three, maybe four, whatever years ago. But our last two teams were really, really ready to go. And we got beat in the finals both times. So I kind of was looking around. This year we were just kind of trying to pay attention to ourselves. And all of a sudden we find out, you know, that we're playing pretty good at the right time and get up here. So I didn't really have an idea who we'd play. Actually, after the finals on Monday, somebody told me who we were going to play. So that's how far I had looked ahead. It would have been nice, you know. We've been in here my second year. We came in here and actually stopped the streak in here.
That was a beatdown.
That was a crazy game. I was trying to explain to somebody, and I lose memory real quick here as I get older, which is going to get worse, but I was trying to remember some of that game, and I remember we got the good lead, and then all of a sudden it came storming back on us, and we made some – it was just some funny plays at the end of the game that kind of got us over the hump there, but it was a heck of a game. So my memory of this place is pretty good. The players probably – a lot of them have played here in Miss Basketball, and so they have a familiarity, but the arena is beautiful. You know, for a Division II arena, this is really nice, and they've made it up nice, and looks like it's ready to go for a championship caliber tournament.
Ron McHenry, head coach of the Lady Blues of Washburn. Thanks so much for letting us catch up with you, Coach.
All righty. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Ron McHenry from Washburn University joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck as they head off to maybe get a little something to eat, a little break here, and get ready for their big matchup tonight with South Dakota. Doug and Daddy Show live from the Elite Eight here at the UNK Health and Sports Center. And Danny, you just take a look, and the bottom half of the bracket seems to be the stronger half of the bracket, but there's so many similarities, I think, already between this year's tournament and last year's tournament. The winner came out of the non-tough side of the bracket. You had Florida Gulf Coast, you had North Dakota among some of the teams in the bottom half of the bracket, and four rated teams out of the four nighttime session, two rated teams out of the early session today, and they battle here in the first game, Alaska Anchorage and Franklin Pierce.
Yeah, Doug, it's, you know, when you get down this far in the tournament, it doesn't matter what region you came out of. You had to survive three games, and you had to play awfully good basketball. Now, we would argue that if UNK was in some of these regions, we think that they would have been here playing in front of the home crowd. Well, it doesn't matter. That's not the way this deal's set up. All I know is if you're in the Elite Eight, we'll go back to last year. Nobody thought that was going to happen. Nobody thought the two teams advanced the finals that was going to happen. Two teams get bounced in the first round. You know, I think you'd be better off throwing darts, maybe, if this year's, you know, Elite Eight, who is advanced. You know, I think South Dakota is probably the one team I think teams have to look out for, and they would be the favorite.
We may be able to chat with Chad Lavin in the last segment of the program today, too. We may have that opportunity. If not, we will try and catch up with him if they win tomorrow on the program, but be listening for that as well. Brenda Van Langren coming up as well. But right now, we want to give somebody a chance to win two tickets to any session of this Elite Eight basketball tournament, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not won tickets on the show yet this week, you are eligible. We just talked with Washburn coach Ron McHenry. They are coming into the NCAA tournament with how long of a winning streak? How many consecutive games has Washburn University won coming into the Elite Eight? 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. How many consecutive games has Washburn University won? If you're the first correct caller, you'll pick up a pair of tickets to the Elite Eight any session. And back with Brenda Van Langren and more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly, it's a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer printer and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. No risk trial. Plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
Hello, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Before you make any decisions for your lawn care needs this year, give us a call. We'll give you all the options for your lawn care needs. We've been in this business for almost 40 years. You can count on us week in and week out. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge.
The printed material you present to a client is the face of your business. It's the face of your image and the very face of the way you communicate to the world. Lips Printing Service would like you to meet the face of their business, their sales team. The sales staff at Lips will come to your place of business, providing you personal service to answer your questions and to get the job done right. Lips Printing Service is one of only a few printers where the sales team comes to you on time, done right, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 59. Southeast winds will be on the increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of some showers developing. Otherwise, skies will turn partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
The Doug and Daddy Show continues from the UNK Health and Sports Center, site of the 2008 Division II Elite Eight Women's Basketball Tournament. Just gave away some tickets, gave away a pass, I believe. Derek, do we have a winner of the Elite Eight session pass?
Yeah, we do. Rick from Kearney knew it. He knew three. Three was the answer, three games.
They've won three games, which, thanks, Derek, three. Three, Daddy, and that's the minimum amount of games you'd have to win in a row to get here. And it is amazing when you take a look at the amount of teams. And I was going to say that before going to the break, you know, if you've got these unrated teams here, well, they had to beat somebody in the regionals to get here. And maybe we talked about tough regions. Well, Delta State, I'll tell you what, there wasn't much tougher than what Delta State had. And, Tony, I tell you the reason why: they beat number 8 Kentucky State in the first game, number 5 West Georgia, and number 6 Valdosta State, and none of those were single-digit wins.
You're right. The first one against the number 8 ranked team was what?
76-34 over Kentucky State. So you take a look and you go, I think Delta State is really, really good. But interesting story coming out yesterday. They play California and Pennsylvania today in the first round. And California, Pennsylvania was in a very similar situation when they went all the way through and won the national championship in 2004. They had to knock off an unbeaten team in the first round, and Coach Darcy Vincent and her crew was able to do that. And so they're in a she addressed that yesterday. They're in a different situation, though, here today.
Yeah, a little bit different situation. But nonetheless, you got to come in here, and you got to – you know what? I'm just looking at this Alaska team right now. They're not big. They're way undermatched size-wise, so they're going to have to beat you with quickness. Now, Franklin Pierce is just bigger. You know, they've got tips of the hat.
That's Franklin Pierce.
Oh, then they're little.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I have Brenda Van Langen on the line for you.
That is outstanding. We will save Daddy and his visual problems here at the Elite Eight Tournament by welcoming Brenda Van Langen, who's going to be here at the UNK Health and Sports Center tomorrow, covering the semifinals on ESPNU, and then, of course, the championship game Saturday on ESPN2 for the second consecutive year. And, Brenda, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you on the program, and tell us how excited we are to be back here in Kearney for the second consecutive year, and I guess maybe go back to last year and some of the things that impressed you about Kearney hosting the tournament.
Well, as you know, I think Kearney is my alma mater, and so it's really coming back home for me, and I thought UNK did a great job of hosting the event, getting elementary students there involved. I thought the community really supported it, rallied around it. And, you know, the Division II championship, the Elite Eight, is just a great event.
Brenda, talk a little bit about the attendance last year. When you compare it to even Division I, the regionals, and then even down to the Sweet 16, it ranked right with the Sweet 16 in Division I events.
Yeah, and especially compared to previous Division II championships, I was in Hot Springs, Arkansas the year before it was in Kearney, and the attendance there was really low. And then 2 years before that, it was in St. Joe, Missouri, and they benefited from having Drury in it. But Kearney draws really well, and it's important to draw well because that puts a real positive light on the community. And you know, on Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock when the national television audience comes in for ESPN2, they'll say, here we are in Kearney, Nebraska. And people will be like, you know, where's Kearney? And then they'll either decide whether they want to watch or not, depending on the kind of atmosphere they see surrounding the game. And last year it was terrific, and I hope this year will be too.
Brenda Van Langen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready to call the games on ESPNU and ESPN2. Brenda, as you research some of the teams that are here, what are your immediate impressions of the Field of Eight here?
Well, I think University of South Dakota is, you know, on a roll, and they're very good, and they've got a coach that's about to retire, and they're about to move to Division I. I think they're one of the great teams in the tournament. Delta State has so much history in the game with the Wade Trophy being named after Margaret Wade, who coached three national champions at Delta State in the 70s, and they're the only undefeated team in the tournament. So I think that's an exciting matchup in the semifinals. And then you've got some lower-seeded teams on the other side that, you know, upset some people to be here. You never know whatever level you're at. If you've if you've pulled off a few upsets, anything is possible.
Brenda, you mentioned a couple teams in South Dakota and Delta State that have some tradition. These other teams that don't have tradition, does that factor in at all, or is this just another tournament and they start all from scratch?
You know, it's hard to say. There's something to be said for tradition, and as far as coming and understanding that you're part of something bigger than just this tournament, you've got the history and tradition of your school. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's a 40-minute game, and as much as you hope tradition can help you if you're one of those schools, it, you know, it doesn't help you play this particular game or this particular set of games. And so, you know, it's just really more about who gets hot, who's shooting well, who adapts to the different styles of play the best, because I think one of the most exciting things about the Division II Elite Eight is you've got teams from eight different districts or regions from across the country, and it's different styles of play, and each year it rotates as far as which regions match up with which regions, so you never know what kind of style of play to prepare for, and you may have a three-point shooting team against a team that only, you know, presses and gets scores in transition, or you may have a half-court execution team, or you may have a tall team against a short team, whatever. It makes it fun because of the different styles of play.
Brenda Van Langen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Last year, Florida Gulf Coast moved up to Division I. They were beaten earlier this week, made the women's NIT, lost to Florida by only 5 points. We see some more teams. North Dakota's moving on. South Dakota's moving on. Brenda, what about the transition for these teams going from Division II to Division I and holding their own?
Yeah, that's impressive. It really is, because there's a real resource commitment that is needed to make that jump and to have the dollars for recruiting and for travel and for facilities and everything that goes along with it. And South Dakota State already made that move a couple of years ago, and they've already been very competitive at that level. And, you know, it's impressive, and, you know, it's something that they have to be able to sustain. It's the excitement and the move of the first year, but they have to be able to sustain that year in and year out. That's a big commitment for those schools.
Brenda, since you've been in college and following the women's game and watching the progression it's made, athletically, just seems to be a much quicker, faster, stronger athlete out there. Is that the way you see it, or what changes do you see that have made their way in women's athletics, especially on the hardwood?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. I think athletes continue to get stronger, taller, faster. They're more savvy about the game. They grow up with the game. I mean, you look at this group of college students grew up since they were 8 or 9 years old with watching women playing basketball professionally. And, you know, everybody that came before them didn't have that luxury and didn't have those kind of role models. And so not only are they more athletic and quicker, they're just more savvy, and they have higher goals, and they have role models to which they can work toward becoming more like. And I think it's just really accelerated the growth and the evolution of the women's game.
Well, Brenda, we sure appreciate you giving us some time on the road here today as you're headed towards Kearney. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow here at the Health and Sports Center. And thanks for giving us time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, you bet. I'll actually be there in about an hour, so I'll see you guys over there.
That sounds great. Thanks, Brenda.
You bet. See ya.
Brenda Van Langen, so she will be providing coverage on ESPN Radio, ESPNU on Thursday, and ESPN2 for the championship game coming up on Saturday, and we might have a chance to even catch up with her again here either Thursday or Friday on the program, as we're about 20 minutes away from tip time. It is game one between Franklin Pierce and Alaska Anchorage here at the UNK Health and Sports Center, and these teams are getting ready to go. Fans continue to roll in. Still a lot of room, folks. Tickets are available right here. We want to get you in the door. We want to get you off on the right foot. I know lunch is coming out. Come out, check out game one. If you can only check out game one over lunch, come out and do that. We realize that you maybe can't be here for all seven games, but it was quite the tournament last year, and you just never know which game is going to be the best of the tournament.
No, Doug, watching these teams warm up, I just see one team that is very, very athletic out here, and it just does not look good for Franklin Pierce early on here. And we're still 17 minutes away from the tip. But I'm saying right now, I got a keen eye for basketball, and this game might be ugly early.
Well, Franklin Pierce is a team that likes to get up and down the floor, Daddy, as we talked with both Coach Mark Swayze and Tim Mosher, the two schools yesterday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And this is a team that averages 71 points on the offense. They give up 58 points on the defense. You look at the Seawolves of Alaska Anchorage, they average 71 points in the offense, but they only give up 51 on the defense. And the surprises we saw last year on opening day, nothing would really surprise me today. You know what? I don't think much would surprise me today. I would be a little shocked if Delta State would happen to get upset in the first round today. But outside of that, I don't know who's going to win any of these games today.
No, and that's what makes it fun. But I'm still tipping my hat right now to Alaska. Good bands, and stick around Kearney an extra day.
Well, I said that the very first day that the Elite Eight came out, where my personal favorite is going to be the Seawolves. I'm rooting for them, especially in this upper half of the bracket. Troutman's Trivia. It's time to give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Daddy, while you were away, how much did you miss Troutman's?
Oh, I missed Troutman's a whole bunch. Don't forget, the Lenten season ended, but that doesn't mean their great selection of seafood did. It's all available at Troutman's Quality Meats.
And here is the trivia question. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not won in the last 2 months, then you are eligible for the $25 gift card from Troutman's. And here is the trivia question. Franklin Pierce, what state are they located in? That might be a slam dunk for you, but we've been talking about it. I don't know if we ever said exactly where it was. What state is Franklin Pierce University located in? 1-888-455-ESPN. Back with more after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Road 11.
Careful out there. Doug and Danny will be right back.
Sitting in a new Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, which comes standard for the first year. If I want to get somewhere, I just push the OnStar button.
OnStar.
I'd like to get to 23 Front Street.
I'll download OnStar turn-by-turn directions.
Thank you. Now, if I was in an Accord or a Camry, I'd press a button, too, for the automatic window so I could ask someone in a new Chevy Malibu for directions. OnStar is standard on 11 Chevy vehicles for the first year. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
Axe stinky poetry. Smelly belly. You are so smelly, belly. There is a spray. That smell must obey. Obey the spray! Obey the spray! Get fresh and no longer smelly, belly.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe deodorizing body spray.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they are ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Kim Dugan and Bev Stutzman in Grand Island. Or in Kearney, contact Mandy Peterson and Marissa Sinclair. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of around 59. Southeast winds will be on the increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of some showers developing. Otherwise, skies will turn partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. I'm weather. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
And welcome back to the University of Nebraska at Kearney Health and Sports Center for the start of the Division II Elite Eight Women's Basketball Tournament. Alaska Anchorage and Franklin Pierce getting ready to get things underway here, tipping off just shortly after 12 noon. We're about 15 minutes away from tip. A lot of things going on this week. We remind you that the Home and Garden Show going out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, and that's where you can stop by and see Matt and the gang from Curbit Incorporated this Friday and Saturday at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. You want the best in town when it comes to summer landscaping project, then you want Curbit Incorporated. Matt and his guys will give your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. Your flower beds, tree edging, if it comes to pathway or a walkway, playground, sandbox for the kids, or just the water runoff control and drainage. Border applications from Curbit are more economical than traditional lawn edging. Comes in multiple colors and designs and reduces edging and trimming by 75%. That's three quarters. Set your appointment with Matt today or stop and see the gang this Friday and Saturday at the Home and Garden Show at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We are pleased to continue the program here live from the UNK Health and Sports Center, chatting with another one of the head coaches of the area teams that will be playing, and that is Chad Lavin, the head basketball coach of South Dakota's Coyotes, who come in with a record of 31-1. And Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Even though you ended UNK season, we still love you.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. It wasn't easy to end their season. That was a heck of a game.
Coach, tell us a little bit about coming out of that regional. We've talked about it. I think I even broached the question to you last week during the conference call a little bit. A lot of people viewed North Central as a very tough region. Does that get you prepared or keep you prepared when you move on to the Elite Eight, or does that matter much?
Well, I think I don't know a lot about the other regions. I think that's kind of typical in Division II because we just don't play nationally very often. I believe our region is very difficult. Kearney was certainly a team, a couple shots going for them and not for us, and that would have been, they probably would have been down here. But Mankato, North Dakota, but, you know, all regions are probably strong. I might be a little prejudiced, but the North Central certainly prepared us to play down here. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to play well or whatever, because you still have to make the plays when the game's going. And so, but we feel good about our season in terms of how it prepared us for this event.
Coach, you've announced that you will retire at the end of the season. Can you talk a little bit about your emotions as you head into your final games as a coach?
Well, I've really not tried to. I think part of it for me, why there's not a whole lot of emotion, is I've known this, and our kids have known this for a long time, and so it isn't something that all of a sudden I decided to do, and really haven't had much talk about it during the season, and I know we won't talk about it tonight. You know, we have four seniors too that it could be their last game tonight, and so we're just trying to continue to play well, and hopefully we can move on.
We are talking with Coach Chad Lavin of South Dakota. They get ready to take on Washburn tonight. Coach, you guys landed a big, big recruit last year in Amber Hagee, which a lot of people in Nebraska know a lot about. Tell us a little bit about her progression as a freshman for you guys.
Well, you're right. You know, Amber had an opportunity to go to about any school in the Big 12 if she would just choose one or the other, basketball or track. And we were very fortunate that, you know, we allow kids to do both sports. And I really believe that's one of the reasons Amber's at USD. But she's an outstanding athlete. Someone that played point guard in high school that can dunk anything she can get her hand on. And so she has been a difference maker. A lot of close games with other teams having to guard her with a post, she's very difficult to handle out on that perimeter.
Coach, people coming to watch your team, and I will also see a couple other names they become familiar with in Falling, Nebraska high school basketball, and that's the Robinette girls from Sioux City.
Yeah, I think Ashley, they might have won four straight state titles when Ashley was in high school, and I know she hit a lot of big shots for them those last 2 years, and Amy actually was a huge, big-time player her freshman year. I think she was on the Dopper, the highest Dopper team of the freshman in high school, and just decided not to play her last 2 years, and so she's had a long year. She had an appendectomy and a concussion, so she won't be probably playing tonight, but Ashley's withstood six knee surgeries and still playing and still shooting the ball really well, and she's a very important part of our of what we do.
Chad Lavin joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, tell us a little bit about your first-round opponent tonight in Washburn University and what you know about them.
Well, just by reputation, I know how great a program Ron has run down there. They have been here several times, and they play in a league that I think is extremely strong, the Missouri League. We've played some of those teams in the past, and they're outstanding clubs. And what I do know about Washburn, their wings are really good basketball players. They can shoot the three, take it to the rack, and their center's a little bit like our centers, where they can shoot the three and do a lot of things, not just with their back to the basket. So it'll be a heck of a challenge for us tonight.
Coach, finally, as you take a look at this field as a whole, what do you think about it making your first trip here?
Well, I know a few of the coaches Coach Rushing and I coached against each other several times when she was at Texas El Paso and I was at Wyoming, and she's brought her Delta State Club here. And, you know, I know Tim Mosier from Wyoming when I was at the University of Wyoming, and Tim played at Eastern Wyoming and coached at Otero Junior College. There's a great group of coaches. I would probably know more about the coaches than the personnel right now, but, you know, we're going to learn a lot today going up to watch the other teams play, and we're just hoping we have a chance to play a different school than Washburn while we're here.
Well, Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us some time. The National Anthem just wrapping up here. We thought we'd let that finish out. We will see you tonight at the Health and Sports Center, and best of luck to you and the Coyotes while you're here in Kearney.
Thank you very much.
Coach, are you the Coyotes or the Coyotes?
Coyotes.
Not different than the Wiley E type of a Coyote. Coach Chad Lavin joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks so much for the time, and we will see you, as we said, again tonight. Here things are going on. National Anthem here at the Health and Sports Center. Teams getting ready for the Division II National Championship between Alaska Anchorage and, of course, the fine folks here at Franklin Pierce. And, Derek, what do we got? Anything to finish up back there at the studio today?
It doesn't look like it.
We have a winner at Troutman's Trivia?
Oh, yeah, we did, actually. Let me see. Joe from Kearney.
He knew that New Hampshire was the home of Franklin Pierce, and so a $25 gift certificate. Congratulations on that $25 gift certificate to Troutman's. And remember that it's go time at Prairie Hills, where the new owners and new attitude and the remodeled clubhouse meet the challenge of giving you a great golden experience, and see the new Prairie Hills, which Daddy is now open for play. You can call anytime for a tee time. You can check out the membership options and opportunities by going to ESPNSuperstation.com, our website, clicking on the Prairie Hills logo. Of course, you want to vote on the Prairie Hills poll in one question, which is up. You can walk or drive around in those fancy carts for 9 or 18 holes. The clubhouse stocked with refreshments. Even on early spring bad weather days, challenge any course in the country or maybe the world on their computer golf simulator, voted the best in the country in 2007. Located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10, it is Prairie Hills. Come out and meet Nick, Kurt, and Curtis, the new owners and operators of Prairie Hills Golf Course.
Well, Doug, we're set for a day of basketball here at the Health and Sports Center. Get out, check it out. If you're in the area, stop by. You don't have to sit here all day and all night. Folks, stop. You've got a couple hours. Slide in. Catch a ball game this afternoon and support a great community activity for Kearney.
What's that, sir? Oh, sorry. Just wanted to say Nebraska baseball coming up on ESPN 1550 this afternoon against Northern Colorado. Nebraska women had their basketball season come to an end last night. Darren Hansen steps down as the boys' basketball coach at Lexington. Alicia Statler of Grand Island Central Catholic is signing with Hastings College today. UNK softball team dropped a pair of games to UNO yesterday. Their losing streak has reached 10. And that's right, we made it to the last few seconds before we said spring practice begins today for the Nebraska football team. We want to thank all the fine folks who joined us today. Chad Lavin, the head coach at the University of South Dakota. The head basketball coach, Rod McHenry at Washburn University, Brenda Van Langen, as she's headed this way to call basketball at the Division II as well. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!